We're here today at the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center for their latest exhibition. It is really colorful here, so I will let the owners of the exhibition tell us a little bit more about it. How are you, Teresa?
I'm very well, thank you.
Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about your position here at the Friendship Center?
I work as the cultural advisor here at the Friendship Center, so anything that has anything to do with culture usually comes across my desk. May not always stay with me. It may go on to a colleague or someone else, but it definitely comes across my desk, and then we find out who's best to provide that cultural education.
And we're also joined here with
Trina Embringham. I'm the coalition coordinator here at the center. So in my position, I connect organizations and levels of government that are Indigenous and non-Indigenous led, and our focus is to strategize and partner together so that we can eliminate the barriers that urban Indigenous people face.
Can you tell us a little bit about the latest exhibition that I'm seeing here today? I'm noticing a lot of color, a lot of tapestries. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this started actually, I think last year or 2020 is when the Guild came up with this idea, and they received a grant to help them hire some Mi'kmaq artists to get them going. And then from there, they had presented this at Mount St. Vincent, and our elder here in the community, as well as one of our other colleagues, had gone there and helped them do ceremony and things like that. So then they wanted to begin showing this to everybody and educating and wanting people to see this beautiful work. And so they came up with the idea of doing an exhibit throughout the Maritime Provinces. And so we're actually the first to have the exhibit, and we're so happy and so lucky. And when we found out about it, we were so excited because the artwork is just unbelievably beautiful. It's one thing to take a picture and try to draw it or paint it, but to know that these individuals are rug hooking it is just amazing how much they replicated those initial designs.
So for our radio listeners, these are rugs. I'm going to be posting some photos on our website. This is Finding a Way Forward exhibit. Can you tell us a little bit about the art that's here? How many pieces are there and what does it consist of? Try to paint a picture for a read.
Sure. So there are 66 different pieces, and I do believe that they were created by 49 different rug hookers that are from the Guild or in some way associated to the Guild. And so they had reached out to five different artists, Mi'kmaq artists, two in Nova Scotia, two in New Brunswick, and one in PEI. So they had reached out to them for some of their designs, and they created these designs, and then each rug hooker was able to pick one, two, or all of the designs. I think there's 11 in total, and they could go ahead and do what their interpretation of that would be in this rug hooking. And they're absolutely beautiful, like the colors and just the way you can see that some of them look very similar, but there's still a unique way that each artist has done that. So they're beautiful. Like, the only way to really capture it is to see it.
I'm not very familiar with rug. Sorry, what do you call this technique again?
So this is the Rug Hooking Guild of Nova Scotia. So they are commonly referred to as rug hookers if you ever meet them. But it is quite a neat technique that they do. It's almost like it's on a canvas if you were to see the backs of them. And they have to sketch these and design these, and then they go ahead and they use wool and different mediums they use to actually create that. So some are kind of in 3D and others are a flat. But when you see them, they each have done like a different technique to create the pieces.
It's like a sewing technique with wool. and you can see that all the different tapestries, they're varying in sizes, right from like some are as small as like maybe 7 inches square, where up to like looks like 16, 20 inches square. So, but they're all beautiful.
What is the importance of this exhibit, Finding a Way Forward?
I think one of the things is to continue creating awareness about the residential school and its impact on us as Indigenous people. When 215 came to the surface in the Society of Canada, it really opened up a door for people to like, what? This happened in our history, you know? And even though we've been saying this for for decades, but for some reason, 215 just seemed to wake up society. And so that started the whole Truth and Reconciliation, which the government was really pressured to do, which allowed an organization to be developed so that we could go across Canada, start hearing these stories that allowed us to find out the truths. And now we're in a space where we now know the truth, we have all the recommendations, now it's time to put the action together. And now we call it Truth and Reconciliation. And that's where we are right now. And this, what you're seeing in this tapestry, is a unique, very unique way to help us continue with that reconciliation. It's a way of educating the public in a very interesting, wonderful, artistic way.
Can you tell us a little bit about the different names that I'm seeing here?
I would have to go up and see them from here too.
There are some in here that are in reference to the seven sacred teachings, but I'm really happy with this one that they've included, which is the Mi'kmaq word for reconciliation or reconciliation. And then as you go around, you can see you have one here for honesty, love, truth. Those are part of the seven sacred teachings.
Courage.
Can you tell us a little bit about the artists in today's exhibit?
Well, there are five artists all together, and each one, like I said, has beautiful talent. The first is Tara Francis from New Brunswick. She's actually from Iltsabuktuk, I do believe. Gerald Globe from here from Nova Scotia. Phyllis Grant from New Brunswick. And we have Lauren Julian, who's also Mi'kmaq from Nova Scotia. And we have Noella Moore from Prince Edward Island. She's the rep from there. And so those are the five Mi'kmaq designers of the original drawings or designs for each of these tapestries. And so what we have here is actually a booklet. It's a catalog of all of the autobiographies of our artists, as well as all the craft guild, the crafters themselves and their name and who did what drawing, which rug hooking tapestry. And so this is a fundraiser for us as well, so that you can purchase this catalog for $10, and the donations comes back to our organization for programming. And but it's also a way for a little keepsake of all these beautiful designs that we're seeing here today. And each one is unique in their patterns, because some you are actually 3D.
Yep.
And then there's others, they're flat, even though they look 3D from a distance. But when you get up close, you can see that they're flat, but yet they're just so beautifully done that you just look at them all. Even some who has done the same design, but they still have a little twist to it that just makes you go, oh, that's a little different from the other one, even though they're copying the same design.
So all anyone has to do if they would like to come in and see it is give a call into the Friendship Center, just to make sure there's not a meeting that's in this space, in the Joan Glode room. But in that way, people are free to come and go. It's open from 10 until 2 every day. And then there will be one day, February 12th, is it, that it's available for, in the day on a Saturday.
Monday to Friday.
Yep.
Monday to Friday from 10 till 2.
Truro next. So this will be here for the month of February, then it goes on to the Truro Public Library. It'll be there for a period of time, and then it continues to travel throughout the Maritimes. So they want to actually reach as many community members and just people in general as they possibly can to see it.
Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie students and audiences listening?
Well, I think the one thing would be to, if you get a chance to come see this, it's definitely worth checking out. If nothing else, just for the beauty of the artwork, and to know that these individuals took the time and energy to do this. It showcases our own Mi'kmaq artists. Plus, it just gives us a new way to learn about every child matters. And so what it's done for me personally is helped me to get my own imagination flowing to, like, what else can we do that's unique in the way of educating? Because we don't want this to stop. We don't want the education of the residents of school to stop. And those spirits of those children, they're still finding more grave sites, you know, so we've got to keep that momentum going, because it's a really big, huge piece of our history, and that we still are learning about, and so we can't stop now.
I think that this is a beautiful example of what they do best, So this is a group of individuals all across the Maritimes, and they're such talented rug hookers, and they wanted to know what could they do. What could they do to use their voice to help support? And I think they've captured it beautifully and in a way that's been very much honoring the residential school survivors and those that didn't come home. And they did a beautiful display on just being able to honor that and work with us. So it's a beautiful partnership. And it's, for me, I look at it and it's like this, the word that keeps coming to my mind is hope, because more of these partnerships where we work together, that's the part of truth and reconciliation that we all need to do.